Michael Darcy.
Today FM.
Out tomorrow, we have got Cause and Effect, brand new album from Keane, and I have got Tom Chaplin on the line. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well. Thank you. Yes.
See, you've really put the pressure on yourself here, because you guys are one of three bands that had five consecutive number one albums, along with Radiohead and Coldplay, right? And only beaten by the Beatles.
Yeah.
So the pressure's on here, isn't it? Like, it's like, well, can we do it in six?
I know, that is quite some record, I suppose, and not something we really ever dreamed of. You know, but I think when we began, we got together in the late 90s. Most of the first sort of 7 or 8 years of being a band was really just centered around getting anyone to take any notice of us, let alone a record deal and everything that then goes with it and beyond. You know, we just always felt like we were a little indie band gigging in London, hoping it would go somewhere, dreaming of the big time. Obviously, to have five number one records seems like a kind of insane way of looking back at our achievement.
This album, I think, as Richard, your drummer, described it, it's more fears than hopes, as opposed to hopes and fears, cause and effect. But you guys have been through a lot now, so this is these were songs that Tim had written, along with some of the work that you guys had done together too as well. And it has brought about this beautiful new album, yeah.
A lot has happened in our lives. Tim has had a difficult time. His marriage broke down. You know, I think he found himself in a pretty dark place. You know, Tim being Tim, he decided he would document it all. A lot of which, you know, began in a quite dark place, I guess, quite, you know, a sort of sense of a kind of grown-up album about heartbreak.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, because you were 19 when you guys did Hopes and Fears, and now, obviously, you guys are a lot older. Well, not a lot. Well, actually, double the age. God, a spade. Because
yeah,
you are. And by the way, congratulations on that milestone birthday in March.
Yeah.
But let's just take me back to Christmas time, okay? So Christmas time, you're at home, and Tim calls over. You're sitting down, fire. It is that beautiful time year, and you hear the songs for the first time and say, let's make a record.
You know, Tim is such a pivotal figure in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Partly out of kind of being intrigued, you know, I thought I should really give him a call, because I hadn't seen him for ages. And I just, as a friend, I thought we should get together and chew the fat and sit by the fire. Yeah, suddenly there it was. You know, he said, oh, you had all these songs, and he presented them to me, and I just thought that they were very vulnerable, very beautiful. I thought, right. I went from sort of thinking, well, what am I going to do next, to it's completely clear what we've got to do next, and that's make a new Keane record.
Tim, when he goes and does this stuff, he locks himself away for weeks to write. And that is not an easy task. You know this from experience. That's not an easy thing to do. So to get it all out and have the final product on the way, it is just amazing. Yeah, cause and effect. And I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, we're very pleased with it. You know, very proud. And I think, like I say, yeah, it's an album about the kind of fallout from heartbreak when you're that much older. And you know, he really sort of went down the mine, I suppose, in the stuff that he chose to write about, stuff like, you know, the family home being empty and not seeing his kids, and all of the kind of the fallout that you get from a relationship collapsing at that later stage. But you know, I think also that it's a record that feels, you know, there's hope as well.
Absolutely. It's not like, look, if you buy this now, in fairness, you're going to be really depressed. No, it's not like that at all. But it is. But they are core themes for songs, and that's what I like about an album like this. Do you know, there's a very funny piece of information I was informed of recently, and that is that Keane, what may have originally been named Coldplay, because Tim had come up with the name, and then he said, no, I don't really like that name, I think we're going to go with Keane. And he gave that name to a dude he met in college who happened to be called Chris Martin. Is that true?
Well, it's not exactly true.
Ah, come on, Tom!
I'd like it if it was true. Coldplay was actually the name of a band at, you know, Tim and Chris were at UCL, but there was another Tim who had a band who were called the Coldplay, but it wasn't Tim from Keane. It was a different Tim, and I think Chris really loved the name and said, can we steal it? But in fact, Tim from Keane, you know, there was a time when I think Chris had invited him to join Coldplay, and I think they would have made quite a formidable team, actually, the two of them.
Any ideas here, Tom. No. I've waited a while for you guys to get back together now. Don't make any seeds of ideas like that. But come here, Tom. Just another thing too, as well. Actually, it's very interesting, because a friend of mine, we were sitting down and we were watching television, and he said, "Oh, there's Tom Chaplin on television." And I looked at him, and "That's not Tom Chaplin." I said, "That's Lewis Capaldi," and it's funny. funny because when you go back, no, but you can see it because when you go back to your earlier years, say like Live 8 in 2005 and that, Lewis, there is a similarity between the two of you. And Lewis Capaldi is kind of rocking your old look, which is the height of flattery, really and truly, isn't it? Like, but yeah, that's, it's amazing.
Well, yeah, you know, I was a trailblazer for that look. People weren't ready for it at the time. But now that Lewis Capaldi's come along, they're totally ready. So I take all the credit for that.
Future proof, my friend. Well, listen, come here. It has been a pleasure talking to you, as always. The brand new album is called Cause and Effect. And, of course, Keane will be playing in Dublin's Olympia on the 8th of October. So get your tickets for that.
Yeah, and the Olympia is such an incredible venue. You know, I think it's one of the great venues that bands get to play. It's just, everyone's right on top of you. It's always a kind of cauldron of Irishmen and women having a great time, and that's something that we love to be part of, just for one night every now and then.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there, sir. Thank you so much for coming on me today.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.